This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, and I do mean everybody, regardless of what it is you're doing, thanks for helping keep America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, it is a Wednesday morning. We have retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel, our good friend Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Hey, with your permission, I'd like to board your ship.
You are on board, sir, and we are going to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, during the military segment, I was talking about China and the fact that they now are seeking a base on the Atlantic side of the world, if you will. And China has its eyes on a base in Guinea right now, Equatorial Guinea, for a new military base, which would give Beijing a new naval foothold in the Atlantic Ocean, right?
Yeah, and that's not a surprise. You know, for a couple of years now, all the policy wonks and those that have given advice both to President 45, Trump, and now the Biden administration, they recognize that China had some global ambitions. But the difference is, in the last couple of years, has transitioned, is that for a long time we thought, okay, China's got global ambitions, but they're going to take their time in securing any kind of global ambitions they have, and they're going to start by establishing themselves as a regional power. But I think the evidence in the last year and what you just cited, I think, is further evidence that China's not going to be content to say, hey, we're just going to slowly secure ourselves as a global power in competition and to surpass the United States. We're going to move beyond the region and do things both economically and militarily. And that's precisely what's happening. And the Biden administration was a little bit slow to wake up for that. China has long been not just a matter of theater, but it's been the real deal as far as its ambitions. And, its ambitions elsewhere in Africa, the Middle East, and even here in our hemisphere are things that ought to be a concern for us. And, the recent placement of Xiaoping as the emperor for life and all that, as expected, will give him the leeway to be even more bolder certainly more bolder than as we wait and see what happens there in the Ukraine with Vladimir and the Russians.
By the way, good morning to George the Godfather. Good morning to Eric up in East Tennessee.
All right. Always good to have those cats on board as well.
Yep. Now, the United States yesterday made it plain and clear to Vladimir Putin, after Joe got his mic turned on, that is, that the U.S. Has said it would send reinforcements to NATO's eastern flank in response to a Russian invasion of the Ukraine, as well as imposing severe new economic measures in a warning to Moscow on the eve of the talks between Biden and Putin. And that was really something to watch, the body gestures and all the people that Biden had around him and Putin sitting there by himself. Just being Putin.
Yeah, something just occurred to me based on what you said, because it was a book I read by a fellow named Mike McCormick up from Virginia, who sometimes comes down to Florida.
Right.
He traveled with then Vice President Biden on his international travels, and one of them, when he went over there in his first meeting with Vladimir Putin, it was on his territory, he turned the mic off on Vice President Biden. And so it's kind of it's funny that we're talking about, we have a video teleconference, and of course Biden was on our ground doing that, and then it's just ironic to me about that we'd have to get the mic turned on and all that. And I'm sure that Vladimir was thinking back on years ago, a little less than a decade ago, when he turned the mic off. And it was in the face of then Vice President Biden, and he says, "Hey, I don't need to do a thing. I'm just sitting here on my lonesome at this table with now President Biden and his cast of administrative characters sitting around a table, and all I have to do is sit here."
Yeah, let's see. China is flooding the Caribbean with lucrative orders and loans and trading partnerships as well. Yeah, I'm aware of that because I believe China is in, aren't they in Venezuela?
Well, they are. Of course, that's the natural place to be. And of course, they've long had influence in there because of Venezuela, because of, as we all know, what's occurred there. But economics speaks in. I mean, the Chinese are smart. They're playing politics, global politics, in the way that we used to when we were successful. Knowing that you need to not, and this is just military.
All right.
You have to put on all cylinders.
Hold that thought, Colonel. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Wednesday morning edition, and don't go anywhere because we will be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
My name is Specialist Lane Hudson at K-Town, Germany. I want to give a shout out to the Florida Highway Patrol and all the first responders in Tampa and the Central Florida area. Happy holidays.
I'm Specialist Ford from Veterinary Medical Center of Europe in Kaiserslautern, Germany, giving a special shout out to Tampa, Florida, my friends and family, with happy holidays and good wishes. Hope to see you soon, and I miss you.
Brought to you in the spirit of service by Moss Family Automotive.
Moss Family Automotive, and by the way, they got a brand new dealership that they're building up there in Brooksville another month or two, and it'll be open, ready to go, and I look forward to being up there for the grand opening, and I'll be up in Brooksville on Saturday, folks. If you want to come out and meet me to my friends up there in Brooksville, I'll be up there at the Hernando County Fairground for the gun show right there at the fairgrounds. Now, Moss Nissan brings you this edition, this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch, and of course, everything up there at Moss starts with the people and the customers, and they have a tremendous relationship that they try to build with their customers, because their theory is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. So Moss Nissan gets customers from all over the place, the Panhandle, South Georgia, Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up into the upper Midwest, and as far west as Arizona. Yep, we had a dad from Arizona drive over here and trade his daughter's car in and give her the car where she was going to school in Tampa. But all you got to do to find out more about Moss is go to the website and take a look at it. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Now, it all starts with Moss Care. That gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. They've got a tremendous selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles as well. And trade-ins, you know, if you didn't know this, you do now. Your trade-in, if it's in good condition, could be worth as much as 25% more than whatever the book value is it says it's worth. That's a fact. So check them out. Check them out. And don't forget, they're the home of the You Serve, You Save, where active military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get great take care, taking care of them. So, Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura side by side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and the new dealership they're building up there in Jacksonville is the place to go to see what they have to offer. And don't forget, you can always check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You just might wind up getting a little something extra because of that. All right, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning again, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. You know, I enjoy the call-ins from all the services, from the troops serving.
Yep.
I'm admittedly biased. Being an Army guy, I'd like to hear some more Army guys call in. And given that big event happening Saturday with Go Army, Be Navy.
Yep, I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. By the way, I ran into somebody that was a naval person, and they were all about the Navy. I said, well, we'll see, won't we?
Yeah, the only victory they have is making fun of our cadets for having stolen the wrong goat this year.
Yeah.
So that'll be the only victory that Navy will secure.
Yeah.
Of course, Air Force is in the dustbin of 2020 football history because Army already took care of them. So we're going to secure the Commander's in Chief trophy when we beat Navy on Saturday.
Yeah, and you've got a little first-hand knowledge of that because you're a West Point graduate.
Yeah, proud to be 83.
There you go. Now, listen, one more thing here. The United States Special Operations Forces operating in northeastern Syria have been quietly visiting local villages to help provide medical care to communities which have seen little health care in the wake of the years of war. Obviously, this is another way to counter ISIS. They're trying to do that. I don't know how successful they are in getting that done, but it's really rough, really rough.
Yeah, it is, because, you know, the bad guys, of course, you know, in Afghanistan, plus even when the former Soviet Union was operating there, you get a vaccination or a shot or you get care from the evil folks from the United States of America, and they will do things like hack off arms and kill and take hostages and like that. So that's a high price to be paid for that. But, hey, that is something that as long as we got folks here, we got to pursue that. But it's a dicey thing, and I don't know what success will happen on that because there's so many bigger things there, and for thousands of years that occurred there, we can win hearts and minds right there. But I'm not so sure. That's a long game there, and those in the Middle East play the long game, not just China that we talked about in the last segment, but those in the Middle East and Islamic fundamentalists, they're in for the long game. They got that, and we'll see how our game plays out.
Now, the National School Boards Association is facing a critical loss of federal funding over the letter likening some parents to domestic terrorists.
Yeah, I mean, which is surprising, you think, in the current environment that would do that. But even so, it's hard to deny that. Even those on the progressive left can't defend that. Because, I mean, when you're into parents and they try... Some of the mainstream media tried to play hay with that and say, hey, some of them even went so far as to say, yeah, parents shouldn't have a say in curriculum or be able to even comment upon the curriculum or the things that are being taught to their kids. Because essentially what they were saying is that your children are wards of the state. They are not your children, which is it's a pretty dang socialist thing to do and say.
Now, by the way, Chris Cuomo, the disgraced CNN anchor, has got a few more problems where he's losing some more benefits, financial benefits. He had a book deal in the works. You knew that, right?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Well, that's now gone by the wayside.
Yeah, he'll find a way, but I can hope so. And this is early so. In fact, this was too long in coming. If this network hadn't shielded him and protected him, because they knew the deal.
Mm-hmm.
They knew the deal long before it became as plain as the nose on my face, and I got a pretty good-sized, proud Roman nose before that, but they didn't own up to it, and they shouldn't have. And so now the network's going to pay the price. So hopefully long-term, some of the mainstream media will learn that, hey, playing this game and protecting folks is not the way to go. You got to... let's get back to true journalism. Let's play this thing and know that we're serving all Americans in what we're supposed to be doing as part of the Fourth Estate. So we'll see which way that goes. And we'll see what the future, if there's any, for either one of the Cuomos.
Yeah. Now, you probably heard about the Antifa militants that were arrested, about 14 of them, charged for physically attacking the Trump supporters out in California. They were also accused of organizing into groups to carry out their crimes, which is the conspiracy end of another theory, another charge, sorry, here. But we don't know how long this is going to continue, because they were arrested and they were released the same day.
That's interesting, and particularly in light of the parallel thing we're going on with the hearings in Judiciary Committee and in Congress over the January 6th, and then this. And it's inescapably the compare and contrast between how we've handled things that have been fostered by groups funded by George Soros, supported by George Soros, and his Act Blue organization, which is a confederation of about at least 12 leftist organizations, to include Antifa organizations as well as Black Lives Matter and things like that. So it's interesting to compare and contrast that. But I see that the former chief of staff, Meadows, for President 45, has withdrawn his cooperation with the committee on that because he says, hey, they want to go in a direction that very clearly infringes upon executive privilege. And, of course, everybody was cheering a week ago saying, oh, he's going to play out. And some of them were probably thinking, oh, he's going to play out President Trump.
Colonel, let's take a call here from Georgia. We're going to get one here. Okay, good morning, caller. Where about you calling me from up in Georgia?
All right, about Austin. This is Laredo. I spoke with you before.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Colonel, how are you?
I appreciate y'all's service. I was a truck driver cross country for years, an operator.
Mm-hmm.
Quit that a few years back. The horror stories I've been hearing, what these drivers had to put up with out there, I'm glad I got off the road. But I wanted to ask you, Captain, have you heard anything about what's going on in Destin, Florida, as far as the people harassing the people from the military wearing a uniform into the Walmart there?
No, I have not, but I did hear a rumor, but I never saw the story. I've been looking for something in print.
Okay, I didn't know if you had heard of that or not. But,
I've heard it, but I've not seen it in print.
I've actually had a relative there that that they were instructed that they had to stop to make sure that they went home and changed clothes or carried clothes with them because of the way the people. I mean, I know there's crazy people all over this country anymore, but, you know, for goodness sake, these people serve this country. Let's salute them. You know, respect them. Don't be nobody trying to do something.
Well, thank you, my friend. We got to go to break. Okay, thank you. And, Colonel, you want to hang on?
I'm hanging on with you, Captain.
All right, good. We'll be right back with Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright. And we'll talk about that a little bit. There are some areas of the country where they're told they can't wear their uniform when they go off base because of the harassment they're getting.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration's mandate for federal contractor employees to be vaccinated will be halted nationwide amid lawsuits from several states that say the president overstepped his authority in demanding the COVID-19 shots. Spokesperson Jen Psaki from the White House lectern.
The reason that we proposed these requirements is that we know they work and we are confident in our ability legally to make these happen across the country.
The mandate was set to take effect January 4th, affecting roughly a quarter of the U.S. workforce.
The House on Tuesday overwhelmingly passed a $768 billion defense bill after lawmakers dropped proposals that would have required women to register for the draft, repealed the 2002 authorization of the Iraq War, and imposed sanctions for a Russia gas pipeline. Instead, the measure provides significant increases for initiatives intended to counter China and bolster Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, sir, buddy, you sure are. And by the way, Mark Walters and Armed American Radio is on Sunday nights live at 8 p.m. on many of these same stations. Make sure you catch this program. You'll love it. And he's also got the weekly daily defense program Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. In the afternoon on many of these same stations. Now, I want to talk to you folks about Heart for Lebanon, because we have a situation going on over in Lebanon right now where, if you know anything about the Middle East, and if you've listened to this show, you probably do. Even Colonel Wright and I have talked about the Middle East a number of times. You know that among everything that's happening over there is a big, big humanitarian crisis going on right now in Lebanon. Now, many of their people, about 82% right now, are living in poverty. And I am talking about real poverty, not something that people like to complain about here in America. Real poverty. And add into that about 2 million refugees from the Syrian war, and you've got a really desperate situation going on. Now, you might say, why should I care about that? Well, whenever you have people in desperate poverty, they can be more likely to sign on to, let's say, the more radical elements of the culture in that region. And that gets a foothold, and now here we go with radical Islamic fundamentalists. Now, Heart for Lebanon has been on the ground for years there, and they've combated this great need with even greater love, and they do it through the generous donations from people who care. Now, if you'd like to support their efforts, and I would hope you would, you can click on the banner at theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. Or if you'd rather do it over the phone, you can give them a call at 888-247-5499. That's 888-247-5499. And I want to thank you for helping us help them. All right, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And thank you, Kevin, for sticking around.
Hey, Captain, my pleasure.
Yes, sir. By the way, before I move on, did you hear about the Fox Christmas tree that somebody set on fire and destroyed it? That big, fancy, red, white, and blue 50-foot tree?
I know. You know, I'd heard that, and I haven't watched the news story on it, but I know about that because it seems like just yesterday, well, it was almost yesterday, where
yesterday evening.
Mm-hmm. Celebration putting the thing up, but then, yeah, I heard what you're talking about. Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have to, particularly in this season, we got to remind ourselves that the folks are getting that, and that's the stuff that gets attention. Such a small segment, but until you start to have consequences in places like New York City for crimes and things like that, and don't look the other way and say, ah, well, that's against my enemy. They haven't been friendly to me there at Fox News. That's not an attack on Fox News. It's not even an attack on Christmas. It's an attack on civility and the way that human beings ought to comport themselves regardless.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
Yeah, well, I called the person that did it a pervert, number one. And number two, I said it was an attack on Christmas, and I hope they throw the book at them.
Yeah.
Because they caught somebody. They caught somebody.
These days.
Yeah, well, they apparently caught somebody, so we'll see how that happens. Now,
yeah.
Vice President Kamala Harris hasn't improved her standing with the voters, more than half of whom have a negative opinion of her. And they don't think that she's ready to take over for President Joe Biden if he were to leave office. There's a movement afoot right now. I'm sure you've been hearing what I've been hearing, but they're trying to get her out.
You know, when this first started to rise up a few weeks ago, I thought, that's just talking all that. But increasingly, because there's things coming out a little bit more public, and eventually you can have somebody actually come out by name and say that, but there's a lot of people within the administration that come out and leaking things, as they do, to the media and all that. So I think there's something to that. And she just doesn't have a good day. And it's funny, here on the third segment, it's going to be hard to end on a positive note if Kamala Harris is that note to do that, because it's hard. You really got to grasp the straws to come up with something positive with what she has performed or what she's contributed to, even the otherwise not very effective administration. And she is a lowlife of an otherwise series of lowlights in the current administration right now. And so, yeah, she's an anchor, and that's one anchor that they're probably looking for ways to usher out the door. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Well, there happens to be a new poll that came out yesterday, and it was about whether or not you wanted Joe Biden to run and Kamala Harris to run again. And Joe Biden polled 24% of the people said, yeah, we want him to run. The rest were, no, we don't want him. And the Kamala Harris poll was 12% wanted her to run.
Yeah. That is as low as what in the last couple decades Congress has pulled.
That's low. That's lower than Congress.
Oh yeah, boy. Yeah, I think the writing's on the wall. In fact, quite honestly, increasingly, 2022 it increases the stakes for the election coming up next year more than ever, for both Republicans and Democrats, and for the nation. Barring anything amazing happening, I think things are going to occur. And whether Republicans can squander, I think winning the House, which should occur, and maybe possibly winning the Senate, whether they can squander it or make hay on it, I don't know. Part of it will have to do with what President 45, Trump, decides to do or not do, and when he does. We always say this, hey, the next couple months, they are the telling times. And we keep saying that and saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, incredibly, it's hard to avoid. Between now and November 2022, this is the turning point for us as a nation. I really do believe that.
Mm-hmm. By the way, China has condemned the U.S. diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Olympics. They're getting our Olympians. I wouldn't have even sent the team. I would have told the team, hey, we're not going to China.
Yeah, I know. And we're being joined by others that are joining in the diplomatic boycott. And that's a message. And even not letting the athletes go, that's sending a message. But You know, we had our, I can't remember the fellow's name, but he just became a citizen, our NBA star.
Right.
One of the few Patriots from the NBA came out, and he encouraged the athletes on their own volition to say, hey, I know you've worked hard, you wanted to do that, but put your country first. And he just made our country his country. And, of course, it's their choice to do that or not, but and they did have worked hard for that. But you're right. It would just like when we boycotted the Soviets at one time, that would carry much greater weight, but the message will be there. So, yeah, there's a reason for that. And I mean, we just talked about it in the last segment. There's all the reason to believe that China should not be given any corner whatsoever by any freedom-loving nation in the world, and we should all be – the world should be very much concerned about the global aspirations of China.
Well, Colonel, I want you to tell everybody about your organization and how they can become a part of it.
That's right. I'm part of the Republican Liberty Caucus, which is the National Republican Liberty Caucus. And here in Florida, the Florida Republican Liberty Caucus, we're about 900 members strong, which is about three times what we were a year ago. And in mid-January, we will be up in Tallahassee lobbying our state legislatures. And in fact, I will be representing Liberty Caucus at a breakfast tomorrow morning sponsored by the Manatee and Sarasota County Chambers of Commerce called Pancakes and Politics. And I will listen to and where I am able to advocating for the stances that we take for constitutionally limited government, individual rights and responsibilities, and free enterprise. That's the three pillars upon which we stand. I invite anybody to go to the websites, Google Republican Liberty Caucus, and go to the webpage and join. If you live in Florida, join the Florida Republican Liberty Caucus. And if you're calling in from anywhere in the world, the United States, join us on the National Republican Liberty Caucus.
Yeah, and you're a good group of people, and I think you're doing a good job. Okay, Colonel, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Captain. If I don't see you before then, see you on air next Wednesday.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Okay, that's retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and we appreciate him. He's a regular contributor every Wednesday in the program. All right, well, I'm going to jump over here right now for just a short time before we go to break. We've got on the telephone line, we've got Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
What's the number one thing you're getting complaints about right now from the consumers?
I would have to say just since my business is more on the real estate side, I got people calling and concerned about the lack of inventory in Tampa Bay.
Well,
not being able to find a home.
I'm finding that people are being taken out of their homes, and we'll get into that when we come back. Hold on. Yeah, there's a movement afoot, this title nonsense, and people are losing their homes, and they don't even know it till after it happens. And we'll talk about that when we come back with Brandon Rimes.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much. I will. Now, this portion of the broadcast brought to you by our friends Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, and they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. And all their blind sheets and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. By the way, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. The big boy box stores won't do that. Now you can stop and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. And Brandon, thanks for being around and for talking to the audience. And I told you off air where I heard that from. A lot of people are being shocked and surprised right now. Their homes are literally being taken out from underneath them by these title thieves that go on the internet online, and they just merely fill out a little bit of paperwork and pay a few fees, and boom, suddenly they've got your property.
Yeah, it's a very one of the top growing crimes that you see throughout the country. And also, you know, what happens is, and I've interviewed one of the biggest thieves on my show, not to, you know, make it where he's, you know, he's basically kind of reformed now, and he's saying, hey, here's how easy it is to do it. A guy that was on American Greed and other shows wanted by the FBI and all the authorities locally here as well, because he perpetrated lots of fraud down in Ybor City in Tampa Bay, a guy by the name of Matthew Cox. And what it's called is it's title fraud and title. So what they do is they steal your title. They'll legally, illegally, but they'll make it look like it's just a formality. So they'll go in and they'll record the satisfactions of mortgages. And let me back up. Most of the time what happens is it's an out-of-state absentee buyer or absentee owner. Mm-hmm. And then so this person that knows that, they do the research, they go online, and then they start recording different documents on your title because all of our title information is live on air, and you can see, or on the internet, and you can see it. And unfortunately, that's how easy it is. And then the next thing you know, it's too late, and, you know, the authorities are actually showing up, putting notices on your door, and potentially even evicting you from your own home. So then it's a rat's nest and that you have to kind of unwind, and it's a major, major issue for a lot of people.
Now,
so the solution. Yep.
Go ahead.
Well, as you can say, the solution, they do have these online monitoring programs, mm-hmm. But also for each particular county, it's dependent on the county that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
If you contact the county administrators, I know for Pinellas County, you can sign up via your name. So you can put your name, your husband or your wife's name, and then you should be able to sign up for an alert. And some counties have it, some counties don't, from what I understand.
Hmm. Now, it's Christmas time. People are using their credit cards a lot. They're using them in the stores. They're using them online. You got to be very careful with some of this stuff online because there's a lot of phishing going on out there. And if you don't know who the people are, don't open the link.
Correct. Yeah, be careful on clicking on links. You know, you're better off going directly to a source mm-hmm. in your own separate browser. And also, if you do swipe or you pay by a card, run it as a credit instead of a debit.
Mm-hmm.
There's some protections there if you run it as a credit versus a debit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the other thing is that I saw somebody the other day with whatever type of phone they had. I don't think mine will do it. But you walk up to a gas pump now or even certain restaurants, and you can take your phone and just put it up against some type of decal that's there, whatever, and it takes your information off your phone, and it pays your bill because it's got your credit card information there.
Right, yeah, and there's different pay devices, Apple Pay, things like that. I've had that set up on my phone before, and I've had different technical issues with my phone, so I haven't set that back up. But, yeah, either way you pay, you just got to be real careful with that.
Well, after yesterday, Amazon went down for 2 or 3 or 4 hours, whatever it was, and I thought to myself, I said, well, here we go, right?
Yeah. That could be easily, you know, hacked. I know the FBI got hacked last week. I was talking, did a story on my show about it. I mean, there's so much stuff happening online and cyber, and you know, some of the main challenges that we have. And I heard part of your segment mm-hmm. with Kevin in China is, you know, many times a lot to blame.
Yeah, and you got to be careful when you're buying something because there's a lot of these companies that are in China, and they use a weird combination of names and whatnot. And suddenly you find out you're buying something, and after it's too late when you give them the credit card information because it winds up going to China, and you either get it or maybe you don't get it.
Yeah, I've had that happen also. I bought things offline off of like Facebook ads before. And I never received the product. So that's a challenge that you see from time to time also.
Yeah, well, look, we got about a minute here, and I want you to make sure that you tell us, first of all, your show is heard on my flagship station weekdays at 4 o'clock, and you also have a podcast. They can go there and get that off to consumerqb.com. And then you've got the video of your shows too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got over 1,200 videos now on YouTube, and people can go there and check out our show, The Consumer Quarterback Show, hosted by Brandon Rimes. We've got our podcast, also iTunes podcast, Spotify, and we're found all over the Internet, of course. And consumerqb.com is the website. And if anybody has any questions or would like introductions to different attorneys, CPAs, financial advisors, that's what we do on our show. We put you in touch with all the best resources. You can call 813-917-1894. That's our consumer advocate call or text line, 813-917-1894.
All right. Thanks very much, Brandon. We'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, my pleasure, Captain. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's Brandon Rimes. Okay, now here we go. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. You see the Democrats are a disaster. You see they're falling apart. Not one American idiot should be voting for them, okay, period. I don't care if in the House or in the Senate. Look at them. They're going to spend another – they're trying to spend another $1.2 trillion. I can understand how they're out of their freaking mind, okay? Please. Okay, who's the idiot in California that didn't vote for Larry Elder? Who's the idiot that voted for a Democrat in New Jersey governor when they shut me down? Let me say something in Tampa, okay? My firm has brought in $1 billion from 1986 to Hillsborough County, and you guys have the tax assessors open, Doug Belden's office down here at 601 East Kennedy, and the permitting department should be open. These federal buildings should be open, okay? So don't give me none of this nonsense. We got 75,000 at the stadium, and you can't open up your federal buildings here for your own citizens in Florida. I can understand that in New York, but not in Florida, okay? When they try and tell you coronavirus, we got to get to work and overcome the obstacles.
10 seconds.
Jesus said, I've overcome the world, okay? The greatest thing you gamblers could do is put some money in the local church, okay? Because Jesus Christ is Lord. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace, Captain.
All right, thank you. And the music is coming up here right now. And it is a Wednesday. And don't forget that this weekend I will be up at the Hernando County Fairgrounds Saturday until 3 p.m. at the gun show there at the fairgrounds. I'll probably be in the second building, not the first building closest to the gate, but probably the second building, the big hall that's there. That's probably where I'll be. That's where I usually am at anyway. And looking forward to seeing you. And then I'm going to take a drive over to Moss Nissan's new location where they have broken ground there and take a look at how that's coming along. And I'm sure they're doing a big bang-up job over there. So in the meantime, I hope everybody has a great day. Be careful. It's foggy around the area again down here in Florida and wherever you're at. Drive safe, drive careful. And we look forward to talking to you tonight again on the Radidio on the Captain's America Third Watch. All right. The show is all about we the people. You, we the people. God bless America. Stay safe. Stay warm. And I'll see you tonight.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.